Welcome back to Public Address Radio on Radio Live. Monday saw Queen Street closed off and a city in chaos, if you believe some of the reports. Anyway, the occasion was the hikoi calling for Māori representation on the new Auckland Super City Council. I decided to head down and find out what made people brave the cold and the rain to have their voices heard. I began by talking to Ngāti Whātua hikoi organiser Ngāti Mublia.
This is a special day, and let us not forget that 31 years ago today, the police came and evicted our people from Bastion Point when they rightfully fought for the whenua that was theirs. And 31 years later, we're still battling for representation here in Tamaki Makaurau.
Was this your brainchild, the hikoi?
Oh, no, it was our leaders, the elders who met on April 15. 400 leaders of Auckland who met to discuss the issue. They made the call to hikoi, and I'm just one of the young people who put a hand up to help organise.
What does it take to organise thousands of people walking up Queen Street? I imagine it's not just a Facebook group, is it?
That's part of it. We definitely use Facebook, YouTube and so on. But basically you would just put a text around, an email around 30 people. Six turned up to the first meeting 6 weeks ago. And we've had about a dozen hardcore workers in each area working away on organising this.
I'm interested, I mean, so these days in the modern sort of protest movement, I suppose, you do need to start taking account of things like Facebook, like Bebo, like those sorts of things.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, that's how younger people communicate. But, you know, we still stick with the tried and true, and radio. Radio is probably the one that got the most coverage for us, so we had ads on there as well.
And so tell me what the central point is today. Why are people walking up Queen Street?
We just want the Crown to follow their own processes, you know, which is listen to their own Royal Commission, which they set up to look at Auckland governance. That's all we're asking, humbly asking they listen to their own Royal Commission of Inquiry to establish guaranteed Māori seats. But then added to that, we have invited other Aucklanders who feel they're powerless, that they don't have a voice. There's what better way than what Māori way to express their concern is on a hikoi.
And I mean, when the Royal Commission came out, were you pleased to see the recommendation that Māori seats be on the council?
We wanted more, but no, we were pleasantly surprised, and I guess those seats were dangled in front of us deliciously for a week before they were quickly whipped away by the national government.
Were you surprised about that? Because I mean, obviously the Māori Party are working within the government as well. Did you think there might be a little bit more, you know, understanding?
Oh, in our heart of hearts, we as Māori knew that with Acton National running the show, there's every likelihood of that happening. But but it's been good in terms of people getting involved, our people educating themselves about what are local government issues, why haven't we got a voice at local government, we have it at central government, why haven't we got it at local government. So it's been, hasn't been ideal that we had to come out and hikoi, it has sparked interest of many people.
I mean, tell me, I've spoken to people that don't understand why Māori need seats on local government. They're saying, well, why can't you just vote people in just like anyone else? Can you give me, you know, in 30 seconds or less, or someone listening to this radio program right now, explain to me why Māori should have representation on the Auckland special representation that no one else has on the Auckland City Council?
Well, I'd say other people do have special representation, and they're mostly rich people, because it's going to take a lot of money to win a seat in these elections. But hey, this is New Zealand 101 stuff. We've got the Treaty of Waitangi, which guarantees us seats. For our tribe, we had agreements with Governor Hobson, Fitzroy, Gore Brown, Grey, that we would be a part of the machinery of this place that we created with them. Our ancestor, Paura Tuhaere, simply said in the 1860s, "Let us be admitted to your councils. It is evil that we have separate councils." We're not saying anything different to what our ancestors said when they gifted the land to start the city.
Excellent. So how many people out here today, do you think?
I think there's well over 5,000. And we've got the concert to come, and office workers coming out for lunch soon. So
it's not a bad turnout for a grey, rainy Auckland day, is it?
Yeah, and people say Aucklanders are apathetic, don't really care about issues. But this is certainly one that's gotten people off the couch.
My friend, I hate to see you suffer. Events conspire to bring us to our knees. My
my friend, you've taken this the wrong way. Rise up, defend yourself, never give in.
Tell me why you're out walking up Queen Street today, please.
Just te tautoko ngā mana Māori, just te tautoko the tangata whenua.
And where have you come from today?
Glen Eden.
What do you think of the turnout?
Oh, it's great, isn't it? Yeah, no, it's awesome. So there's a couple of more turning up, so yeah.
Do you think that you'll end up making a difference down in Wellington?
Hope so, man.
People here are protesting about either the process that's been followed to get the Super City or the concept itself. I think, you know, on the one hand, people aren't happy with the concept itself. Aucklanders weren't asked, no Aucklanders were asked. And specifically, Māori representation on any kind of future structure of the Super City, considering what the mana whenua here have been through and losing their land, is a real cruel irony, and people aren't happy about that. And I think there's a real broad cross-section of people here today. Some are Māori, some are young people, Pākehā, all the ethnic groups are represented, all the different age groups, all the different kind of occupational groups. And I think there's a general consensus that this is not on and people want to say.
Do you find it quite impressive that there's been such a broad turnout from, as you say, across the ethnic groups?
I don't know there's anything impressive. I think that's actually just a natural response to the lack of anyone being consulted about it. Māori have a tendency to use this kind of intervention, and I think people generally jump onto that, and there's been some general consensus that the process and the concept itself are not happening.
So what would you like to see? I mean, would you like to see the government stick to the Royal Commission's things or you know, outcomes, or would you like to see just straight consultation in the first place?
Well, I think Aucklanders should, you know, all be given the opportunity to know what those recommendations were. Many people here don't know what the Royal Commission found, and so they can't make those decisions. I think the communication itself and anything that happens under urgency, people generally need to be concerned about that, because there's reasons why they're happening quickly, and usually those reasons aren't in the best interest of the public.
And which part of the Greater Auckland area are you from?
Well, I'm from South Auckland, but I live right in the central city, so, you know, it sort of affects everybody, really, and I think that's the point. There's people from all over different parts of Auckland, and that's the issue.
What we want to do is make sure that we're living in a community that supports there, and democracy is, really cool.
You brought your daughter along?
Yeah, yeah.
She's got the easy job, isn't she? She's got the shoulder right on Dad's shoulder.
She's got a nice apple there to eat as we go along here.
So did you get the day off work today?
Yeah, yep.
But the boss was all right with it?
Yeah.
I mean, summing up the reason for you and, say, you know, brief in a couple of sentences as to what it is specifically that made you turn up today.
Well, I suppose the main reason for us is so that we could here show some support for some of the super cities, what's been happening in Auckland City and our communities. We're about empowering people and making sure that people are really see what's happening around them in their community.
Māori still needs representation. We're the original inhabitants of the city, and all we expect, you know, is a say in what goes on.
Oh, mate, I'm obviously a Māori, but I'm here to support Māori being able to have their say in the council's decisions.
And, I mean, do you have much of an interest in local body politics yourself?
As I get a bit older, yeah, I do. I'm still a rangatahi, still a young fella, but...
You don't even look... Are you voting age?
Just over that, brother, just over that. Yeah.
So what brings you here today, Hone Harawea?
Same thing as 10,000 others, the Māori seats on the Super City. Yeah.
I mean, this is, you're part of the government.
Yeah, who gives a shit? I'm part of the people. Always have been, always will be.
I guess what
I don't ever want to let that sort of thing get in the way of me speaking the way I feel and representing the interests of the people from Taitokerau. And they support absolutely the Māori seats on the Super City.
I guess what I'm saying is you're part of the government. Why can't you fix this?
Yeah, that's true. That's true. Well, you know, that's down to Pete and him talking to John Key, Taliana talking to Rodney Hyde, some of the rest of us trying to talk to the mayors, that kind of stuff. So, and this, of course, is just another level. This is where the people get to express their opinion. And I just enjoy the energy and the positivity that comes out of things like this, where people get together to support a kaupapa and to support one another.
I mean, one thing that might surprise some people is that this has got almost nothing to do with Māori turning up, has it? I mean, this is right across the ethnic groups. There's a lot of Pākehā here.
It's just a great day. It's just a great day. And really, at the end of the day, I think what we're trying to say is, let's not just make this a protest. Let's make this something to celebrate for Auckland. for the whole of Auckland. Let's signal to the world that we are big enough and bold enough to say, yes, we will put tangata whenua here. We will let the world know that we can do this well.
And that's Māori Party MP Hone Harawira ending that report. After the break, we talk to documentary maker Juliet Weber and the lovely Bo Ronga.